This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. For millions of Americans, past criminal convictions mean they can no longer vote. Getting back that right in many states is straightforward. Serve your time, do probation, and have your voting rights restored. But in Alabama, those with felony convictions face enormous struggles, especially when they've committed particular crimes. These are known as crimes of moral turpitude. And if you're confused, you're not alone, as WBHM's Gigi Duban reports.
The 80s and 90s were wild and dangerous times for Martha Shearer. Not only did she do crack cocaine, she sold it. One day, she was waiting for a shipment.
And I was at my mom's house, and I received a call, told me my package was at my house. I went home, and when I went in and got the package, I was on my way back out the door, and the feds were coming in.
She was sentenced to 5 years in prison. She was a few months pregnant with her second son. When she got out of prison, she applied to have her voting rights restored. The Jefferson County Board of Registrars approved it. Here's what's odd.
My brother has a similar crime that he did multiple years later, but he was denied the right to vote when he came home.
Denied, even though both had felony drug convictions. Both applied to have voting rights restored in the same county. That's because when it comes to crimes of moral turpitude, at 67 counties, you might get 67 different answers. Even if two different people committed the same crime, it's extremely subjective.
See, that's the problem with crimes of moral turpitude, is there's no definitive list of what's a crime of moral turpitude.
That's Edward Still, an attorney who represented a man with a felony DWI conviction 8 years ago in a case where moral turpitude came into play. So what is it?
It's defined by the Alabama Supreme Court as being something that is a wrong in and of itself. And I always joked for a long time that if it was in the Ten Commandments, it was probably a crime of moral turpitude.
If only it were that simple. Public drunkenness, speeding, attempted burglary, none of these is a crime of moral turpitude, at least according to past court rulings. Burglary is.
But if you attempt it and don't carry through with it, it's not a crime of moral turpitude.
Doesn't seem to make very much sense.
Well, that's the way the law is, you know.
And in case you were wondering, bigamy is a crime of moral turpitude. So is income tax evasion. It's all super confusing. Alabama is just one of a handful of states that even considers moral turpitude when it comes to restoring voting rights. Tomas Lopez is an attorney with the Brennan Center's Democracy Program.
Alabama ends up having one of the most confusing, complicated, and harsh laws because of this really ambiguous definition of moral turpitude.
But a committee here in the state is working to change that. The group includes lawmakers, former felons, and people who help ex-felons transition back to society. It will come up with clear guidelines on moral turpitude and draft legislation this session. Shearer, for one, says it can't come soon enough. When she first got her voting rights restored, Barack Obama was running for president. Shearer wanted to be a part of the process.
It was very important to me to be able, because everybody knows that's history, you know.
She voted then and in every election since, from presidential to city council races. And she encourages other ex-felons to at least apply for the right to vote.
It's like a roll of the dice, you know. You might get lucky and you might not get lucky.
A new law, proponents say, will make the process more about rules and less about luck. For WBHM, I'm Gigi Duban.